Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW. The monarch butterfly population has declined 90% from 1995 to 2014. The cities of Bryan and College Station are trying to help out. We spoke with a marketing assistant from College Station Parks and Recreation Department, Hallie Cooch, to see what the city of College Station is doing in efforts to help out the monarch butterflies. Now, Hallie, back in January, Mayors Jason Byinski and Nancy Berry signed the Mayor's Monarch Pledge. What did they promise by signing that pledge?
So this is a campaign that just calls government leaders to commit to specific actions in their community to help these beautiful creatures. So to kind of honor this promise, the City of College Station is creating a monarch-friendly demonstration garden at Lick Creek Park, as well as a butterfly trail. We've also altered some of our mowing schedules to allow milkweed to grow, as well as other nectar-producing plants. We're also placing milkweed as well as other plants in community and school gardens.
Okay, Hallie, so why milkweed?
Yeah, so milkweed is their primary food source. It is the only plant that the monarch butterflies or caterpillars eat, as well as lay their eggs. So it's a vital source for them. It fuels their flight and provides a place to lay their eggs so the next generation can begin its journey.
And so you talked about what the city itself is doing to kind of help get these populations back up. What about our listeners? If they want to help in their own way, what are some tips for individuals who want to help the monarch butterfly population?
Yeah, so we're encouraging everyone with just a little bit of garden space to spare. You can plant your own butterfly garden by planting milkweed as well as other nectar-producing plants. You can stop by the Central Park office and grab two free milkweed seed packets. And so if you're looking to create your own garden, now is the prime time to plant milkweed. So June and July, and then you want to pick a spot with lots of sunshine. Light soils are better than those with heavy clay. Your garden also needs a lot of nectar plants as well, so that can be anywhere from black-eyed Susans, purple cone flowers, and then you want to check back your garden and in the fall to see the caterpillars.
And Hallie, why is this such an important cause? What is it about the monarch butterflies that have people wanting to help them out, wanting to get that population back up?
Yeah, so monarchs as well as other butterflies help pollinate other plants. So without these pollinators, many of our favorite crops would be gone. Nearly 90% of all plants need a pollinator to reproduce. And so they're also a good food source for other species. So it's important, and it's an important connector in the ecosystem.
So if people are interested, there's actually a chance to kind of learn even more information when and where, and kind of give us some details about that meeting.
Yeah, there's a community planning meeting Friday, July 29th. It's about developing habits for the monarch as well as other pollinators. The meeting will be from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the USDA building located at 1001 Holloman Drive East. There will be representatives from a variety of community groups. And if you're looking to register, you can send your name and phone number to amcg4u@gmail.com.
Great. And just to put this in kind of some perspective for people about how bad this has gotten for the monarch butterflies. Reading in your blog, you know, last weekend, the Rio Brazos Audubon Society took part in kind of like a little study, and they counted, you know, 30 different species, but only two of those, of the 201 butterflies, were monarchs, correct?
Yes, that's right. Because of the lack of milkweed that's being planted, and it's just a change in agricultural practices, the monarchs aren't having a place to feed or lay their eggs. So planting milkweed is a vital source for them.
Great. Hallie, anything else that I didn't ask that you would like to talk about, or any other details that you'd like to share before I let you go?
I think we've covered it all. If you're wanting to plant a garden, be sure to share it on social media, and you can use the hashtag CSTXParks.
What about y'all's website? Is there somewhere that people can go for more information?
Yeah, if you go to the City of College Station Parks and Recreation website, which is cstx.gov/parks, there's information that the blog is on there, or if you just want to call our office at 979-764-3486. Parks would be glad to answer any questions.
Thanks again to Hallie Cooch from College Station's Parks and Recreation Department. For more information, you can go to cstx.gov. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.